Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. It's been said of Amherst, Wisconsin folk singer Tom Pease that he's been known to use scores of instruments during a performance, most of them human. And it's true, few players are able to motivate an audience to join in more than Tom, who is not only in demand as a festival performer, but also has run some of northern Wisconsin's most successful house concerts. We'll catch the act at his first visit to the Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in July of 1986. See if you don't find yourself singing or clapping along to the music of Tom Pease.
Got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. All I gotta do is just to reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Whoa, me, oh me, oh my. I feel happy all of the time. I ain't got nothing to worry my mind. Things are coming my way, yeah. I got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. All I gotta do is just to reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Well, I'd like you to join in if you can here. Oh, now, you don't have to. I don't ever want to force anybody to sing. But if you feel like it, great. All right, I'll give you the chance. First of all, I got the left hind leg of a... Yeah. All right. Things are coming my way. All I gotta do is just to reach out and... Yeah! Things are coming my... All right, if you can't get the rabbit and the grab it, just get the... Things are coming. If you can't get that, get the way. All right, here we go. I got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way. All I gotta do is just to reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Whoa, me, me, oh, me, I got a woman by the name of Louise. She make me feel good, put my mind at ease. Things are coming my way. Here we go. I got the left hind leg of a rabbit. Things are coming my way, yeah. All I gotta do is just to reach. Things are coming my way. Whoa, me, how good I feel. I got possession of an automobile. I don't have to walk in the winter's chill. Things are coming my way. I got the left hind leg of a... Things are coming my... All I gotta do is just to reach out and grab it. Things are coming my way. Oh, me, oh, me, oh, my, I feel happy all of the time. I ain't got nothing to worry my mind. Things are coming my way. Things are coming my way. Right, good singing. When I was a kid, the grown-ups that I live with, or the blown-ups, as some of them might have been, that I live with, used to send me to bed before I was ready to go to sleep. Now, I don't know what you did when you went to bed before you were ready to go to sleep, but one of my favorite things to do was to pretend to scare myself. Now, you can all remember that. It was just for fun. Sometimes I'd pretend that I'd hear something over by the door. Ugh. Sometimes I'd pretend that I'd hear something in the closet. Sometimes I'd pretend that I'd hear something under my bed. All right. Sorry, Tom. Tom Martin Erickson will be incapacitated for a few weeks here. But that's all right. It was good for him. What? But anyway, I made up a little song about a true story that happened to me when I was a kid, and you can join me near the end of it. It goes like this. I promise this one to a bunch of people today. Well, I was sitting around reading a book when one of my folks said, say, look, it's about bedtime. You know what to do. Get ready for bed and brush your teeth, too. I said, oh, Mom, is it really that late? If you don't mind, I'd just as soon wait. I'm not really tired and this book's kind of good. Please let me stay up. You know that you could. In another moment, her voice came again. It's bedtime, fella. Do I have to count to 10? I said, say, Mom, could I have some ice cream? She said, bed now. All right, you don't have to scream. Well, I got all ready. I climbed in the covers. My mom came in and we kissed one another. She said, sweet dreams, and tucked me in tight and walked to the door and turned out the light. Oh, well, I couldn't even move. She tucked me so tight, strapped down by the sheets. I couldn't breathe right, so I kicked out the covers, got them all floppy loose, and laid there thinking with the wide awake blues. Then just for fun, I played a little game about creepy things that shadows became. I saw them on the ceiling right over my head. I heard them in the closet begging to be fed. When all of a sudden my fun came to an end, when I heard some scratching that wasn't pretend. I listened really close to find where it was coming. It wasn't too long before my heart started drumming. It was coming from a window at the foot of my bed. I grabbed those sheets, pulled them over my head. It got kind of hot and I felt half-baked. The scratching got louder, I began to shake. You see, outside that window was an apple tree, and it was off on a ladder for my friends and me. While listening to the scratching from where I was hiding, thinking about the apple tree, I started realizing if I could climb the tree right up to the window, if I could climb the tree, oh no, no, if I could climb the tree with my own two hands, if I could climb the tree, so could the boogeyman. Well, the boogeyman's at my window, what am I gonna do? Oh no, it might even be the boogie woman too. Or the boogie kid is making that sound. Oh no, it might even be the dreaded boogie down. Or the boogie up, I don't know, anyway. Well, I had to do something. I had to take a chance. I had to do something before I wet my pants. So listen really close so you know what to do, 'cause what I did, you can do too. Oh, well, I sat up in bed, put my hands in the air. I turned toward the window with a scary stare. My voice, it was tiny, but I yelled with all my might, boogie, boogie, boogie. Then I dove out of sight. Then I listened really close to hear what I could hear, but the scratching had stopped, and so had my fear. I jumped out the bed to the window I ran, and there I finally caught that old boogeyman. It was my brother Jim who was sitting out there. He climbed up the tree to try and make me scared, but now he was laughing until tears filled his eyes. I had foiled the boogeyman and even made him cry. Oh, well, we rolled and we laughed till our sides began to ache, and then Mom yelled up and we knew our mistake. We jumped in our beds just as fast as we could fly, just in the nick of time for the door open wide. And in walked Mom, and boy, was she mad. She turned on the lights, things were looking pretty bad. She pulled back the covers to see what she could see, but all we could say was, boogie, boogie, boogie. Here comes your part. So when you get a little frightened, or maybe real scared, or you wake up from a bad dream or have a nightmare, sit up in bed and shout with all your might. Now I'm gonna go first and you can just come in right after me. Boogie, boogie, boogie. This isn't right. You have to have your hands in the air to be effective here. Now, grown-ups, don't be blown-ups. And you might run into the boogie baby, so be ready here, all right? Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie,
boogie. Boogie,
boogie, boogie.
Boogie,
boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Boogie, boogie, boogie. Boogie, boogie, boogie. And dive out of sight. All right. Well, I had a request for this one, too. This one goes like this. I figured that everybody's been labeled in their life, and I've been labeled this thing called New Age. You know, it's kind of the old hippies have grown up a little bit here, too. Oh, I heard a great thing. I just thought of it here. You know about yuppies, of course. Well, I live on a little farm in a rural setting in Wisconsin, and we call ourselves MARFs. Middle-aged rural failures. Isn't that nice? We've been thinking of one. A friend of mine thought of that. So. I've done lots of spiritual healing. I'm in touch with all my feelings. I've read the stars and read the palms of kings and queens. And I hate to bum you out, but you have without a doubt the ugliest aura this poor boy's ever seen. I can see your aura, and it's ugly. Your spirit must be rotten to the core. And to a new age boy like me, you'll just bring pain and misery. So, dear, I cannot love you anymore. In some life you lived before, you murdered people by the score. Your evil is so thoroughly complete. You are darkness without dawn. All the good in you is gone. Either that or you are eating too much meat. I can see your aura and it's... Your spirit must be rotten to the... And to a new age boy like me, you'll just bring pain and misery. So, dear, I cannot love you any. Well, I decided before I got too far into this set, I was going to do something a little bit serious. Last year at this time, I was down in West Virginia singing with a whole bunch of people at the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshops and the Vocal Week. A lot of you, some of you probably been down there for Dance Week or things like that. Highly recommend them, open to everybody. Elkins, West Virginia, and there's a man by the name of Hollis Watkins there who sang this song. And I'd heard it before, and probably a lot of you have heard it before. But Hollis sang it with such gut that I had to learn it right away. And it comes from the same place as a lot of, well, that first song I did is called Things Are Coming My Way. It comes from the Georgia Sea Islands, same place as Michael Row Your Board Ashore and many other great songs in this country. This has a great story behind it. Goes like this. You can join in whenever you feel like it. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me, and before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. And go home to my Lord and be free. I'd like to sing this and dedicate it to all those working for the abolishment of apartheid in South Africa. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Back in the 1800s, there was about 18 members of the Igbo tribe, a very proud tribe from Africa, that were captured by the slave traders, brought over to the Georgia Sea Islands. They were so proud that didn't dare be slaves. They didn't dare with their pride. And the story goes that 18 members of this tribe chained themselves together and walked into the ocean singing this song to their deaths. No more weeping, no more weeping. No more weeping. No more weeping over me, and before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. I would like to invite a few friends of mine up here. What we have for you folks is a special treat tonight, the All Public Radio Chorus. Could I please get Charlie Spencer and Tom Martin Erickson and Bill Hart and any other public radio aficionados to wander on up here, and we're going to do a little bit of a song for you.
No, 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 no.
Ah! Oh. Okay. Are you guys ready? Would you please welcome the All Public Radio Choir? Oh my gosh.
So what are we gonna play?
He's gonna tune his guitar now.
What are we gonna do now?
Big noon, right?
Sing it with feeling, boys.
I do too.
You can join in, folks, if you're hip. Took a walk past your house
late last night.
All the shades were pulled and drawn
way down tight.
In the dim light from within, two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist,
held you tight.
Kisses I could almost taste
in the night.
I wonder why I'm not the guy whose silhouettes on the shade I couldn't hide. Those tears in my eyes. Silhouettes,
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 silhouettes, silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes.
You guys, you gotta go again. All right. Here we go. Sorry. I lost control and rang your bell.
I was sore.
Open up or else I'll breathe
down your door.
I went to strangers who had been two silhouettes on the shade. Said to my shock, you're on the wrong block. Whoa, that's your bird. Ran down to your house with wings
on my feet.
Loved you like I never loved
you, my sweet.
Oh, found that you and I could be two silhouettes on the shade, all of our days.
Two silhouettes on the shade.
Silhouettes,
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 silhouettes, silhouettes, silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes,
silhouettes, a big ending here on the shade. I think we need a little bit something else here. Now, you know that most of these people here are from public radio, but they are the folk music people. Yeah.
As opposed to cow music people.
Here's your part. Get the head going. Now, this song was written by a mime. It's a great song written by O.J. Anderson, a friend of mine. And don't speed up. Give me that guitar, I'll show you how to use it. I'll play a funky thing they call folk music. Kingston Trio, Bob O'Vee, Peter, Paul, and Mary now, just to name three. They sing about the dead in the Big Grand Canyon. They make a lot of money on Prairie Home Companion. Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, white, at a hootenanny, Saturday night, doing folk rap. Can you dig it? Folk rap. Yeah. I get down. The cruel war is waging. Johnny has to go. Won't they let me go with me? Say, no, Johnny, no, Johnny. No. With you in this train of mine, you know that I'm gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1300 miles from my home. Take away 800 miles, and I'm 500 miles from my home. Good God. Oh, mackerel the boat ashore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mackerel the boat ashore. Hallelujah. If I had a hammer, a hammer in the morning, a hammer in the evening, a hammer in your face. Puff, 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 puff. Puff the magic dragon. He lived by the sea. He got a kid and they got him in the land called Adelie. A little Jackie Paper. He loved the rascal Puff. But Jackie split the scene and Puff got in a huff of doing folk rap. Yeah. Can you dig it? A folk rap. Yeah. A get down. Folk rap. Yeah. A Bobby Dylan now. Folk rap. Yeah. A kumbaya. That's it. Dedicated to all my brothers. It's a song from Africa in the Zulu language. All you have to do is repeat after me. Pretty easy words. It's only two words. First one is Sabunana. Try that. And the second one is Kusasa. Kusasa. All right. Here we go. Sabunana Kusasa. Sabunana Kusasa. Sabunana Kusasa. Sabunana Kusasa. Sabunana Kusasa. Sabunana Kusasa. Ch-ch-ch. Sabunana Kusasa. Ch-ch-ch. Sabu Hanana Kukusa Sabu Nana Kusasa Sabu Nana Kusasa Sabu Nana Sabunana Kusasa. sabunan nagkusasa. We will meet again someday. Yeah, sabunan nagkusasa. Sabunan nagkusasa. Good night, everybody.
How about a big hand?
We've been listening to the music of Tom Pease from the 8th Annual Hiawatha Music Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Co-op and Craig Sound Systems of Fargo, North Dakota for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.